Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. It is 11 o'clock Eastern on the official clock on the Hurricane Center's wall. Back in operations here, looking at the latest information on Hurricane Sally. And we have an updated forecast. The wind, 85 miles an hour, so staying the same. Movement still northwest at 2 miles an hour, so very slow movement. So that is what we've been talking about for a few days, and the slow movement causes more impacts because it's just moving slow. So that's more rain, more storm surge, more time for that wind. So let's start off with a look at the radar. You can see the center right here of Hurricane Sally, and you can see around that eye wall, that convection, some of that strong convection right along the eye wall with those strong winds. But not only that, you start seeing these rain bands, and notice they've been in the same area all morning, and that's where we're starting to see some accumulations of rainfall. You're starting to see the possibility of some tornadoes and waterspouts also in those rain bands. So slowly continue to move towards the north, and we'll see that right here in our latest forecast. This is the updated forecast. Not much change here other than still very slow movement, a little bit to the right of the previous forecast. This right here is our current time, and we start looking in. That's 7 a.m. tomorrow, 7 a.m. Wednesday. That's all the movement. So right now through tomorrow morning, we'll be getting close to the coastline here, all right, somewhere right close to the Alabama coast. But remember the cone. So you still could see some little wiggles and wobbles that could bring this a little left and right with time. So we'll have to watch that close. Either way, still going to be some big impacts. By 7 p.m. Wednesday, over portions of the Florida Panhandle, getting in Alabama, 7 a.m. So Thursday morning, we're still over portions of South Central Alabama, and then getting into Georgia with time on Friday. So that's a slow mover, just a really slow movement. Just going to take so much time the rest of the week to be able to get this inland into Georgia with time. So as a result of that slow movement, the rainfall, just torrential rainfall. You can see some indications of some of those rain bands even in the rain forecast here. But look at these values, 15 to 20 inches of rain. In some places could even get up to 25 or 30 inches of rainfall in this core area where that center is in the repetitive rain bands. That's a significant life-threatening situation. And that's what we got to watch out for. Dangerous, best not to travel. It's best not to be on these roads, I-65, I-10, just treacherous travel. So it's best to be in a safe spot away from places that you can flood. And look at this large area right here. This is all 6 to 10 inches of rain over portions of central Alabama into Montgomery, and then even northern portions of Georgia and western South Carolina. You can get some of those big rainfall totals. So dangerous situation becomes on the roadways, rivers and creeks. Just very dangerous how this water just falls and just starts to pond out. So very treacherous. You got to be careful from this, and also the storm surge. This is the brand new storm surge update that we just had. So as this track continues to move a little bit towards the east, we adjust some of those values. On the Mississippi coast, you can still see 3 to 5 feet, and around the Alabama-Mississippi line, over towards the Alabama-Florida border, you can see 4 to 7 feet, and that includes Mobile Bay. So we will continue to watch the latest information on Hurricane Sally from right here in our operations area at the National Hurricane Center.